IVM.
Hey everybody, welcome to the IVM Podcast Network. Wow, we're dealing with some stuff, aren't we? The COVID-19 scare we're facing in India and the world has, well, you know, I mean, like, it's really changed our lives, hasn't it? But it's also seriously impacted our ability to create podcasts and to get them out to you on schedule. Over the next few weeks, I'd like to ask for your patience if episodes are delayed or postponed. We're also going to be doing many other recordings remotely, like this one, for example, right? And sound quality is going to be a little uneven while we're facing this time, right? If you want to listen to discussions about COVID, we have had conversations on Cyrus Says, the Pragati Podcast, Thale Arate, All Things Policy, The Apid Coach, and other shows as well, right? So, I mean, like, please do continue to stay tuned, and we will be talking about this stuff, and we'll be talking about life in general. Also want to thank our sponsors this week, HDFC Life and Paytm Money. So let's get on with this, and I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Kripaya dhyan dijiye, the language used on the podcast may not be fit for consumption. We warn you, tread carefully. But listen, yaar, don't be so conservative. All right, time to talk about cock and bull in times of turmoil. For the rest of the world, it is coronavirus. For me, it's no lift. God, what a pain walking up four floors, man. Sometimes, I don't want to say this, insensitive of me, but how bad could it be if you just fall sick, man? We're walking up, the knees pain, the hips pain, the bum pain, it's terrible. You bump into all kinds of people. But I want to talk about something else. This is my observation. And that is, they've said no crowds wherever. You know, even article section 144 in certain points of the city, talking about Mumbai. No crowds everywhere. Shut gyms, for God's sake. Shut swimming pools. Okay, maybe good idea. Shut events, shut television. Great idea. But here's my point. No crowds, and why are police all in a police station? Have you seen how small police stations are and how many cops are there? What about them? I mean, that's hypocrisy for me. I want them on the road also. They have to be spread out. They can't be inside the station together. They'll be sending the virus to each other. I do not like this, and I'm telling you, military, the army, the navy, all these people are stuck in one place. Everybody needs to sort of get out and spread out a little. This is going to be very tough in our country. We may have to invade China. Oops, that's where it all started. It's called cock and bull. And I've got with me some great-looking men, but after the break.
नमस्ते, मैं हूँ सौरभ चंद्रा
और मैं प्रणय कोटेस्थाने।
जब महफिल खत्म होते होते दरवाजे के बाहर पुलिया के ऊपर हम दुनिया भर की जटिल समस्याओं को सॉल्व करने में लग जाते हैं तो हो जाती है पुलियाबाजी।
अब आजकल के अपार्टमेंट वालों ने तो कभी पुलिया देखी नहीं होगी, पर आप फीलिंग तो समझ ही सकते हैं।
तो आइए शामिल हो जाइए हमारी पुलियाबाजी में, जहाँ प्रणय और मैं एक से एक इंटरेस्टिंग टॉपिक्स की तह तक जाएंगे।
आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस, बिटकॉइन, पाकिस्तान, मेडिकल एजुकेशन, करेंसी क्राइसिस, कभी हम दोनों के साथ और अक्सर स्पेशल एक्सपर्ट गेस्ट की कंपनी में।
सुनिए हमें IVM की वेबसाइट, ऐप या अपने फेवरेट पॉडकास्टिंग प्लेटफॉर्म पर हर दूसरे हफ्ते।
Back after the break, great looking men are here. Dudeja himself.
Yes.
For a Parsi, two D's in one word, impossible. Dudeja. It's like Dadar. Dadar. Dudeja from Dadar will kill me.
Yeah, also, from Dadar.
Really?
Yeah,
originally, yeah. What the hell? Superb segue. And his full name is Sydney, right?
Siddharth.
Awkward pause. Worried about the government in part, takes a Hindu name, moves on. Amit Doshi is here with hopefully some good news. it also sounds really bad that at a time of this global virus that we have some, let's just say that he doesn't need pills anymore. Is that good?
That's good.
And we have a suiting company that's come here, Sriram.
Hello.
Also, the place where we work out of now.
Yeah,
I do a show called The Week That Wasn't, which nobody's watched for 15 years, thank God. It's from a place called... Is that your Mills? Sriram Mills?
No.
What the hell? Why does that have your name?
It's a whole copyright situation, you know. I forgot to...
All right. You know. So Mills is your name?
Yeah.
Okay. Just to clarify.
Yes. Surname.
Surname. And of course, our leader, the producer, a young kid of what, 22?
27.
Plus 5, 22 plus 5. Antariksh, also known as Silvery.
Yes.
Don't ask why. We'll tell you if you have
time. No? Okay.
Mean, what?
Later.
Oh, no, seriously, the first formal joke has come. Please, everybody quiet.
Okay, sorry guys.
He said Antarax.
Antarax.
Antarax,
no?
Yeah. Now we've got coronavirus, but you want to involve a little more. Yeah. Oh, that Donald Trump, as we start. Can I just quickly mention, apparently he told the German health minister that we'll be taking the vaccine that you're developing and we'll pay you. It's exclusively for us. Let the rest of the world all die. Basically, words to that effect. And he also said it in German, so it was really hard to understand.
But yeah, no, because of the corona thing, I think we'll do like, you know, we should let people know what we're doing, right?
Yeah, because everybody's doing their bit to help, you know, all over the world, all the doctors and medical staff trying to come up, you know, in labs, come up with solutions. Ramdas Athawale, you know, here and somewhere in India, you know,
go
with the
corona.
Chinese high command. Beautifully put, with so much passion. I think it moved the virus about 2 inches.
First, I mean, when I heard it, I was like, why is he saying go karna? Like, does he want to go on a beach vacation or something?
I thought it was like a really bad voiceover artist. Corona go, corona go, 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 corona check, check, one, two, corona go, go, corona come, come, corona go and come, corona lazim.
It almost sounds like they're cheering the virus on. Like,
did you see
corona?
The Chinese high commissioner's face in the background?
Yeah.
I think he wanted the virus to swallow him up.
Yeah,
he was like, come and kill me.
Lad, rather go to Wuhan.
No, but we should let people know that what we're doing is because of the corona situation and we're not going to be able to record.
So this is like an NGO thing that we're doing?
No, we're just, we're giving you a different kind of episode, right? We're not going to be talking so much about current affairs in this episode. What we're going to do instead is we're going to do a series of recommendations.
That's true, because we've got lots of qualified personnel. Each one a warrior against corona and his community. Yeah. And Sriram has knocked it out in Chembur single-handedly.
Yeah, and I have a mask right now.
That's why, but are you getting married?
No.
That's a reasonable request from the wife, I can imagine.
Is it going to help?
It's going to, I mean, I have called for the N95. Oh. It's going to take a week.
So used to be a highway.
This really weird mask, which is just...
Indians have embraced this really well. This is like low market, low budget superheroes walking the streets of Mumbai everywhere I go. You guys see a BMC guy sweeping with the mask on, and you're thinking, God, superhero, room man.
Masks make sense for air pollution generally. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, they're valuable for that, but they have zero effect on corona.
Yeah.
And you say that
because
why?
Based on the World Health Organization thing.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Everybody's a pundit now, so you better be careful. Huh?
Well, no, so I mean, it's just the masks are for people who are treating patients with corona. It's for medically treated people who are treating people medically.
So they don't get it from the patient.
But because they don't last for long. The thing is, the effectiveness of masks are so short. If you're exposed,
the mask doesn't last for the patient.
The masks, the effectiveness of a mask immunity is so short.
24 hours, right? You're supposed
to
change?
It's even less than that.
What?
It's not even close to
mask
24
hours. Mask and underwear, and you can interchange them.
Even the N95.
You remove your underwear and use it as a mask.
The thing is, the way that masks work, right, is that basically if you touch the mask after your hands have been exposed to it, then at that point the mask is useless.
Oh, wow. Man.
And so that's why it makes sense for doctors and nurses who are treating corona patients for them to have masks. But
and I have seen the entire Batman series, including Adam West. Mm-hmm. He never touches his gloved hand to his mouth.
We should move on.
Yeah.
But I like how you, it's like Siddharth seems so desolate right now. Like,
oh man.
Next thing you want to tell me, resting is not real. I'm just
No, the thing is, this silly Sindhi friend of mine, Sid, has gone and bought one mask for the whole family.
Yeah.
And was going out, beta, aap le lo, beta. It's like that. Now they find out that this was obsolete after day one.
Guys, now next you guys are going to tell me that my Gaumutra bath was.
Oh, that's working.
No, that's perfectly fine.
You'll be fertile. You'll die in 24 hours, but you'll be fertile.
But
Kripaya Dhyan DJ, this is not to be insensitive at any point. Any humor is incidental. Let's just put it out there.
That's the show.
We are five humanitarians feeling pathos and pain and angst against society in general and this coronavirus. In the words of Ramdas Athawale, I want to quote him again, corona go, go, go. And now, please carry.
Hey, did you also see that televangelist in the US who tried to...
We don't want to talk too much about corona.
The televangelist in the US summit was recommending dope like TV shows and podcasts and books and what was the final thing? Web series, podcasts, books, movies, and songs if you want.
Oh, okay.
So let's move on. Let's start talking about these things.
So that's our show. For those of you stuck at home, not much to do. These are some books, TV shows, movies, and podcasts that we'll be recommending today. So let's start off with Sriram. Would you like to recommend a book?
Sriram Mills.
Book. Okay, wow.
Okay, take your time.
I was thinking, like, there should be a sequel to Love in the Time of Cholera called Humor in the Times of Corona.
Right.
And
but it's in Spanish.
You need to write that first.
The book's in Spanish.
Yeah.
I tried to read it.
I got
the Corona, which we should mention.
I'm just saying, just you don't have to write it. I was saying, just do a Control F, replace, you know, Cholera with Corona, and then then wherever there's like the guy.
Again, you're bringing it back to an unmentionable topic, but I just since you're there.
Sorry. But I thought we've set it within the context of this.
The entire Gabriel Garcia Marquez collection, the complete works, is a huge book, which you can hit the virus with. When it comes out. Smacky.
I would definitely never read that during a time like this when I'm at home because those books are like so slow and so difficult to read.
Another painful death? Oops.
Marquez varies, right? I mean, like I found...
Generally, the Labyrinth is his best book.
100 Years of Solitude was also a quick read. I mean, like it was a deep book, but it was a quick read. Yeah.
That's like being in the library.
Yeah.
Literally.
Right.
Okay. But lovely choice.
Actually, there's another offshoot. Sorry. 100 Years of Quarantine. See, again, you can make a series of...
in the time though.
This is what going to be the show, is it?
Yeah.
It's a way to find your way back. Just because Amit said don't mention it, you childish juvenile.
There are no shows happening, I guess.
The thing is, it's not that I don't want to mention it.
Yeah.
The reasoning being that basically we're not going to be releasing this episode immediately after recording.
Yes. Right.
And I mean, like, this thing changes every minute, literally, right? So, I mean, like, all the stuff we're talking
about. But
that's
why you're wrong, because Sid can see the future and he'll tell us what's coming.
Yeah, guys, just give me one second.
He buys all his Air India tickets real cheap.
Yeah, I got them.
And now your Shanghai trip postponed, right? Not right.
No,
okay, next book then.
Book. Serious recommendation.
So, what was this?
I don't know.
This is I show off. I read Marquez. I may be a struggling comedian, but screw you.
Wait, Marquez is showing off.
Marquez is really the comedian.
Oh wow. Then this book I came across. It's called Three Mistakes of My Life. What a great book, guys.
And how dare you say there were three spelling mistakes on every page? Because that's wrong.
Well, I mean, that's fine. Yeah.
Take us through it. How did it change you?
It changed me in ways where it put me off reading permanently. That's a. I started off as an avid reader.
Alex said that because that's one way to go completely. That's it. This stream is closed.
Yes.
Started as an avid reader, ended like an Amit reader because that's where they misspelled. No. Okay.
See, how do you misspell avid with Amit?
Chetan Bhagat can.
No, there's a problem when you think that the writer is someone you have to correct and help.
Yeah.
That's a very irritating you know, if that happens.
I feel he used like text to speak speech way early, like the first beta version of
we'll
it.
We'll get him on a show. He's quite good, huh? Let me tell you.
Yeah.
You versus him. You're on?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
I met him recently. He's a damn chill guy, actually.
Sequel to Two States or what?
He's a good talker.
What do you think, Amit?
He's a very good
talker. So, Amit versus Sriram, let's have a show. It'll be fun.
Yes.
We'll free flow topics.
Amit versus Sriram.
Chetan
Amit, same thing.
Okay, wow.
Same thing.
A, B, C. Amit, Bachchan, Chetan. Is that done?
Yeah.
So that's Sriram's done.
Sorry, you've taken too much time.
Sorry.
Okay.
Book only, right?
Yeah, we'll do a round of books. So we'll do a round of movies and stuff. So I think I'll recommend a book that I've been reading recently. It's a series of books by this author called Will White. Fantasy series. The first book is called Unsold. It's called The Cradle series. And it's a fun fantasy.
You know, up till now, people were listening, Amit.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about?
It's a fun book, man. I mean, like,
tell us.
What is it people about? Start daydreaming about the recommendation of a fantasy series, then I guess it's a good thing.
My worry is that you hear the word fantasy and you go to another thing immediately. Ah, fantasy.
Fantasy is, dude, it's a real genre, man. It's what I read all about.
Quickly, what is it?
So it's basically about, it's hard to explain in that sense. It follows a lot of Chinese martial arts conventions.
Not the most popular culture at the moment.
Fair enough.
Shoaib Akhtar himself, the great pundit, said, I blame them all because of their food habits. But anyway.
No, but I mean, like, it's basically the standard heroic journey that you get from, like, most of these fantasy books. Mm. Hero is underpowered, it starts training, becomes overpowered, you know, goes and messes with shit. But it's really well written. Will White is a really good author. From the perspective of, like, he writes these things in, like, really easy to approach, not so dense ways, which otherwise can become a problem with some.
You know, there's an analogy in modern context with the Brando underwear. The Brando underwear story was always the same. Once he puts on the underwear, he, you know, becomes the hero. The inadequate man becomes a very more than adequate man, and then saves the girl and jumps over hedges and all that.
Yeah.
So I get what you're saying.
Marlon Brando.
No, they just took the name Brando because obviously somebody was a fan of perhaps of Brando.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. I've never
Marlon is not mentioned.
What is that theory?
The theory is that the guy becomes like a superstar, you know, he crosses a threshold. This time because of his underwear. But in your case, it's a more, you know, graphic story.
It's more of a...
I remember Will White in his other name, Will Caucasian.
That's how I remember.
You waited to do that?
Yes, yes, he did.
You waited for a setup for a pregnant
pose. I thought no one is contributing to people's recommendation.
Are dying.
I'm really
people are sick. Yeah, I'm people sure are bored. Is.
Why, Cyrus? Why do you say that? What's the context?
I blame the government. It's always the government. Let's blame the government. Politics, yeah.
Okay, let me throw another recommendation out there.
Please. We love this one. We all Googled it and we're all buying it on Amazon right now.
I've been reading a book called Super Forecasting. So the idea behind this is, how do you make good predictions about what's going to happen in society? Mm. So something like this, right? Something like what's going on from viruses and stuff. Mm. This has been predicted. This is not something that we have not known that's going to happen. But what super forecasters are, it's this idea of trying to figure out who is good at making these predictions and what are the qualities of those people who are good at making these predictions, right? If you look at a lot of political predictions, just generally, there is no consequence to making a bad prediction. You can say that I think Congress is going to win this time in the election. Yeah. There is no consequence to you for them not having won.
Congress will have to win without a lot of ex-congressmen will not be there.
But cephology was a science which looked at specifically that.
Looks at that. So cephology is more about looking at electoral.
Cephology is psychology's younger brother. Okay. I'm just telling sit on the side. The P is silent. That's why others will start Googling wrong.
So cephology is more about looking at the electoral process, right? I mean, like looking at polls and looking at, like, you know, demographic data. And
from a mathematical point of view. Okay.
Whereas
this is prediction.
It's predictions around anything. It's not just politics. It can be what is the price of oil going to be.
Okay.
It all boils down to politics in a way.
Well, it does to an extent. So the way that you find these people who do the best forecasting, these are people who study deeply on these subjects, who are also from, like, you know, a perspective
underprivileged
way.
Background.
No, they are actually polymaths in the sense that they have
without a silent S there,
and different from what we say in Gujarati, polymath.
No, but basically people who can people who know a lot about a lot of different things but are not necessarily deep
deep expert. They have to look at a trail of anything.
Kind of like this podcast, if you think about it. People who know a lot about a lot of things
talk about these kinds of things. Yeah,
advertising is all about that. Just tip of the iceberg is all you need, and you can have a conversation, have a drink, and move on.
Yeah,
I love advertising. Shallow people like me just thrive there. Absolutely. Good book, Amit. Can we move on? Super, because this is very long.
Is it by Malcolm Gladwell?
Wrong with you two? Hold hands and go outside.
No, it seems like all those Malcolm Gladwell books.
You just want to keep showing off. Marquez, Gladwell. But Duneja can see through you, Baba. He can see through the layers. You know, bloody tambrams, you come here. We Sindhis are much more educated.
My aunt and son, I have Sindhi.
So. Okay, perfect.
Can I tell you a story about Gidwani?
Any Gidwani blood?
I mean, I know a lot of Gidwani.
What the fuck does that mean? What the hell is that?
Can I tell you a story about Sindhis and tamrams? I met a Sindhi from Coimbatore.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I thought when the partition happened, he just ran.
It was not fear. Sriram, you don't understand. It was cheaper to go there than across the border. Brother, 50% off. Let's go to Tamil Nadu.
Air India flight tickets. I don't know, but like I feel I appreciate Amit's recommendations, but I think it's too heavy for this point in time.
Don't be judgy.
For me personally.
I tried the fiction, that didn't seem to crack.
Amit is not a fiction guy.
Reading a lot of fiction.
Go for it.
So you enjoy the first one.
What are you reading? India Today? Span?
I am reading P.G. Woodhouse to just like...
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, like, it's like this book called Summer Moonshine.
Talk about slow comedy. P.G. Woodhouse, a joke for 4 pages.
Hey man, it's really good.
For me, it just, you know, I was like, it was like cancer.
Really?
It's funny here and there, and the setup is nice. I mean, you see Hugh Laurie acting it out, and it's a little different, but otherwise,
I mean,
you know,
it takes 300 pages to come together, I would say. But
it's not like it's just like Art Bukwal, who really makes you laugh. Or Woody Allen can really make you laugh.
Woody Allen short story is another great,
Dave Barry, you laugh out loud.
Yeah.
And then you read, it's got its moment, but you know, I don't want to point fingers at old comedians like Javed Jaffrey, Cyrus Brocha, those types. And, get on with it, man. Get on with the joke.
I don't know. I've been like 210 pages in, and like, it's beautiful.
But it's in English. It's in English. So it takes him a little time.
Sorry?
This is your first
Woodhouse? Yes, I've never been.
He's like a Woodhouse virgin.
Okay. So which one did you say reading?
Summer Moonshine.
That's the Blanding's book?
Sorry?
It's a book at Blanding's Castle?
He has no idea for 210 pages.
No, it's in like
210 pages, he has no idea.
There's some countryside.
Two more pages, yeah, you'll get the answer. That's how slow the book is.
I rest my case. The setting has been established.
Just read Raju Srivastava's early works. It's much better.
But I would recommend something light. Or like the best thing to do is read Hitchhiker's Guide.
That's always fun.
That's always. Yeah.
But it's done. I mean, read it again.
So if you're going to, so let me throw a PG Woodhouse recommendation in there, right? Okay. Read any of the Blanding's Castle stories.
Okay.
Okay. Read any of the Smith. That's P-S-M-I-T-H.
What's with you? Psychology has a P. No, even bloody Smith.
But that's part of the joke about this, about the Smith character.
You are called Pamit from now on. You have to add a P to your name.
Pamit's character, man. What do you want to say? But Smith is basically, Smith has got, he's like this one character who shows up over and over again.
Okay.
Blanding Castle's is the location that shows up over and over again. Okay. And I feel like these are the two pinnacles of P.G. Woodhouse, much more so than the Jeeves books, which are more popular.
Pinnacles spelled with a P. Silent
silent A.
It's pinnacle. And he's become like Ekta Kapoor. He just keeps adding it everywhere he goes. You know when the slogan in the urine.
You have to spit before you say every pinnacle.
I pissed here.
I really want Cyrus's book record. I have two books.
Yeah. One is The Psychology of Dogs by a girl called Jane Elker. Very nice. Very interesting.
Okay.
I spend more time with dogs than human beings. So I'm always trying to understand that and figure out how to get. You know, for me, it's an eye opener.
All right.
Do you know that dogs smell each other's anus as a mark of respect?
Yeah.
If we did that, the world would be a better place. Just think about it. How many people go to war if the two leaders come and say, instead of hugging, go, show me a bum. Show me a bum.
I think Modi is one step away from
that. Okay, watch it. Watch it. Fuck you. Fuck you. I didn't take names and I didn't mention anyone. I'm talking generic. Pamit, let the record go. Catch. Pipe in big wins.
He's already forcibly hugging.
Will you stop it? This is an innocuous joke.
He's just one book away from doing that now. What are you doing, Cyrus?
He means Modi.
I feel that's the next Bal Narendra chapter coming in. As a kid, as a mark of respect, you know, you would
time out. Silvery, you've got to put in a little disclaimer here that the four of us, I'm responsible for Shriram.
Yeah.
Who ironically is called Shriram without a P. I mean, here there's no bloody P. Yeah. Keep your P to yourself. You put a P and see what happens to us, Balkeshwar. They'll comb Balkeshwar. Yeah, and my second book is Anabolics Made Easy. It's for all of us.
What is that?
Anabolics Made Easy.
Okay.
How to take steroids correctly. What suppression will you feel? How long
finally,
will you take?
Finally, I've been
what
taking PCT. My steroids all wrong.
Serum, all wrong. Yes, all wrong. Your estrogen levels are out of control.
Look, yes.
That large set of pecs that you've developed.
Large set of pecs I'm developing out of my lower back. For some reason.
When they look like me with big pecs and thin legs. man, there's no science to this.
You're actually like Johnny Bravo, right?
Yeah.
You look in that same zone.
He's my man.
I want traps like Brock Lesnar. Do you have any suggestions?
Who's actually a proper bodybuilder before he became a wrestler and all that.
IFBB
grade.
What roids do you think?
That's genetics. You'll never get it.
I like the fact that Brock Lesnar, he goes from MMA to WWE.
It's called survival.
No, to WWE. So he does the realist thing and then goes the fake thing.
my friend Kunal Vijaykar is the same.
What?
He started with comedy and now he's become a straight actor. It's a very sad story.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh. That's the term.
Profound silence.
That's the term we're giving it straight actor.
That's right. Because there's just one or two of them.
Cyrus in a Star Parivar Awards. Hey, you straight actors. Listen up, all right?
The other one is freelancer.
Freelancer.
I guess.
Okay.
Straight actor.
So that's my book.
That's the, done with the books.
I know you are
reading. Okay, okay,
one
book,
man. I would recommend.
Hostel Boy doesn't read.
Okay, no, I do. I read a lot.
What do you read here?
There's a book called if you're into sci-fi, there's a book called Altered Carbon by Richard
Morgan. That's
Morgan.
On the one of the
Netflix show. Yeah. No. Oh.
So you saw the show and you said, "Lagao book." Liar.
Based on the book. I read
it's
the
like
book.
Well,
the book is amazing. Is what I
read. Is great. Yeah. It's based in this sci-fi setting where
third battle.
third.
It's based in the cyberpunk sci-fi setting where it's someday in the future, very high tech life, yeah, but very low social life, right? That's what cyberpunk.
1 minute, stop. Let me look around the room. Say that again. Let's close up. High tech life, very low social life.
Social life, like yeah, civic life, is like downtrodden.
You've killed the comedy with this one blow. Yeah. Now we introspect, all of us losers.
Okay. Yeah. If only we didn't have other things which would alienate us. I'm going to recommend the night.
Alienate us. Stay with the program.
Paleontology.
Why is he? You can't see this, but this moron, Gureja on my left, has kept the mask on.
Because he just started talking about our great leader.
But why did the mask? Oh, that's enough. I plead the fifth. No, because I've always been a coward and I just don't want to die in this glory of these revolutionaries.
But Sid, why do you think the mask would stay, you know, keep you free from like Modi?
Like maybe they can't detect me, you know.
Your idea is to wear a mask where nobody else is wearing a mask.
Yeah, because they are detecting people through like roadside CCTV cameras. Yeah. So I'm like, might as well have this on. I don't know.
How slow is the comedy circuit that you're performing at a roadside comedy camera?
No, I'm talking about
I'm just thinking people crossing. Hey guys, you heard about the dog and the cat?
No, like recently in Delhi when all the people came together on the road and all to
that's called Gurgaon.
Yeah, the festival that was on, like when Trump was here. Yeah. So they detected some people at the festival through roadside cameras.
I'm
calling it a festival.
We got your gag. Yeah. You don't underline the gag. We just didn't like the gag, so nobody responded. Yeah. Why do you have to underline it? Now we have to talk about it.
That's why
no comedian wants to hear the other comedian's joke. Don't you understand that? Read the book. What is the book you're reading? You're reading the wrong book.
All right. Let's go to the next topic.
What's the next thing we're doing?
I think we should take a break. It's 24 minutes into the show, for God's sake.
Okay, we can take a break.
Yeah, let's take a bloody break. Mask on, please.
Hi, I'm Sariyu Natarajan.
And I'm Alok Prasanna Kumar.
And we are the hosts of the Ganatantra podcast.
On this podcast, we speak to academics, social scientists, journalists and activists to find out what's actually going on in Indian politics.
On this podcast, we stay away from personality politics, intrigue and gossip, and instead focus on the data, research and analysis that drives all this.
So tune in to the Ganatantra podcast, where new episodes are out every Wednesday on the IVM podcast app, website, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And back on
I think
the
every
break.
Virus, so every virus sort of information, Amit's just grinding. We are not supposed to do this for this episode. Like,
I have this on, but I can't hear anything.
It's always been a prop.
I've been wearing this headphone.
Yeah, for the past 5 years, nothing comes out of it. You know,
all the sweat.
It's fine.
You'll get sweat in case I have the virus.
No, what if I have the virus and you get it?
I'm immune. Okay. I'm just too tough. I'm so dirty, I'm safe. Don't worry about it.
Why are we talking about the virus, guys?
We should never talk about the virus. And if you do, put a P in front of it.
Yes.
All right, topic number two, we go back to our leader, Silvery.
Yes, we'll get the TV show recommendations. Who wants to? Let's randomize it a bit.
TV
show. Amit, would you like to start? TV shows?
Sure.
Are you talking about the fact that you can binge watch because there's a suspension civil sort of activity?
Yes, exactly. We want to tell people what they should do.
Because binge watch is one episode is a different thing altogether.
TV show to binge, movie to watch, book to read, that
maybe
quarantine.
Movie with sequels,
the
sequels, prequels.
Huh? Interesting. Okay, so TV show to watch right now. So I've been watching Bosch. Amazon.
Sounds like you can't pronounce Bosch. You know, it just sounds stupid. Oh, I'm really mentally challenged. It's Bosch.
So Bosch, five seasons. Fifth season just came out, no? So I'm on the fourth one right
now. See, you're out of work only now. I've been out of work for a long time. I've seen all five. but it gets to you. I get your point. It's one of those shows where the more you watch, the more you need to watch.
No, and it's really, very well designed characters, fantastically shot. I've also been a big fan of the books. So it's based on a series of books by Michael Connelly. He's got like some 20 odd books around this detective.
Okay.
And each season
is quite the everyman, the lead.
Titus Welliver. He's really good in this show.
What's
right?
it about?
Everyman sort of character.
So he's a cop. So it's an LA cop show, right? Okay. So I mean, he's a cop. He's a homicide detective. detective.
There are sirens.
He is
sirens are there.
He's like, you know, the hard charging detective who doesn't give a shit about, like, you know, any social niceties and just keeps going.
So his social life is on the
way. Is it like a new crime?
Not a young man.
Huh? Is it a new crime every
No, it's not. It's actually it goes over the entire season.
Procedural.
Yeah,
it goes over the
entire season. It's LA, right, Antesh? The very little crime in that city, you know. So
all these detectives have these flayed sort of family lives and personality defects and all that, you know. And yet there's some sort of genius in which they conduct themselves.
So he's like, you know, son of a prostitute, grew up an orphan.
The true detective.
Aren't we all? Oops, silence. That was a moment.
I was a moment. I'm okay with prostitute size, but orphan, seriously.
Oops, okay.
Prostitute.
The times we live in.
But again, really, really cool character, right? So he has like a lot of like idiosyncrasies, right? He sold his life story to a movie, and so because of that, he had a lot of money that he used to buy a house. So he's a cop, but lives in like this awesome house, and like all of this stuff comes out in the books over time.
Is there any drug overdose in
there
LA?
Are probably a lot of drug overdoses over the course of the show.
There's so much drug overdose. He bites off more than he can chew.
They set up the episode. There's more to do, and you wonder how it all comes together. But it comes together. But it's always like it's like he's not going to manage.
Oh wow,
that's a good ability.
Yeah, that's pretty
for
cool.
Average intelligent people like me, otherwise I go to sleep.
But fun show. I would highly recommend it if you're if you haven't seen it. Then this is a good time to watch it.
Yeah, Bosch, guys.
Nice.
Come on, your turn, boy.
Oh, I am waiting, in fact, to watch. I am a sports fan. So
there's no sports.
The test. Yeah. Which
but it's
is
on.
In,
that's out.
I am like waiting
it's good,
to watch
I've seen it.
Yeah, you've seen it?
Yeah, but the only thing is I'm a huge Steve Smith fan and I don't want to see him cry all the time.
Oh, okay.
So the whole that thing comes back. Oh, and I felt very unjust about the whole thing.
This is the Amazon-Australian cricket
team. The one-year suspension.
Yeah.
You remember the three tenors, which is Pavarotti, Domingo and Carreras. And Carreras is known as the other guy. So here, Bancroft did all the bad stuff. He actually scruffed up the ball. So it's all about Steve Smith, David Warner, and the other guy. Because nobody remembers Cameron Bancroft.
And what's happening is this comeback also. Like,
he played two tests in the Ashes and they dropped him and he's gone now because they've got
Labu.
Burns has taken over. Burns and Warner at the top. Labu was at four. Smith at three. Come on, we're Aussies. We know all this.
That's his name, Burns.
Like,
no, but listen, for non-cricket lovers, like, are you a cricket hater?
I mean, I don't like it.
Yeah, so you watch the show, but it's more emotional thing about how they're down on their knees, they're upset, the family's upset, how the team takes them back in, how they, that whole year, it's a huge thing because they're treated like criminals. The Prime Minister of Australia, nothing else
has
to do,
tweeted,
but go and attack. No, you attack them. The Australian name has been spoiled. And, you know,
It was pretty big. So that's
It's quite sad.
The other show that I watched last year also, and this year, it's back.
You didn't understand it?
The second season, it's F1 Drive to Survive.
I heard that's good.
I don't watch.
It's not Senna, no?
Not Senna. So
I can't see that.
They basically
made it badly. It ends with a no. Please wear a seatbelt. I mean, like, come on. Really? 250 miles per hour. You wear a bloody seatbelt.
I apologize. It ends badly. Like, come on.
Stop. Not funny. Mean.
So, yeah, that basically what happened last year, that was the first season where they. I don't know if I should continue.
My damn friend is more insensitive than me.
You know what? I recently watched, you know, Ben Kingsley's Gandhi. Not a fan of it. Ends badly. I'm just telling you.
Well, it was either the rise of the Shiv Sena or Ayrton Senna. You decide.
So last year, so they shot the entire season and it's like stories of like, you know,
internal
what's happening. So they are talking to the managers, the
CEOs.
By
the way, guys, all sport has been suspended except one. Now tell me, which is the one sport worldwide which said
huge?
MMA.
MMA will get suspended.
MMA, the boss said until Donald Trump says that it's a state of emergency and I can't go out.
It's already done. They had that last card which they couldn't suspend.
I don't know. We'll have a talk about this because whether you should or shouldn't is another story altogether. I personally want them to play because I get bored. But I suppose there's the greater good, as Jurgen Klopp said himself. Greater good. What is the line Klopp used? You guys remember?
So I always say greater good.
No, if it's a question of football versus the greater good of society, then it's no contest. That's what he said.
I thought that was someone else.
No, that's exactly. I'm quoting him. My son's a Liverpool fan.
Oh, yeah, okay. You can't
sorry
challenge
about that.
I'm not allowed to not know.
I have to know.
I mean, hey, you can go up to him and, hey, you'll never bank alone.
We said,
get it?
Yeah. Don't make jokes because they don't give them the title after 25 points lead because they're saying null and void. So I mean, that's unfair.
So the Premier League had a meeting and internally they said, you know, even if we cancel the league, the only thing we agree on is Liverpool should get the title.
The relegation is the issue, no? Because the
relegation, Champions League,
combinations and permutations have to play out. You can't even say only four teams play.
But that's what they're saying. What they're saying, all of those, while you dispute, the only thing
the title, but
I'm not saying anything. I'm just quoting what.
And that's another. This coronavirus doesn't know what it's done, man. Really, I mean, screw the world up. I forget death, but football.
Yeah,
I mean, what the
seriously.
Hell?
That's why, you know, he said a very nice thing.
He said he always says that football is the most important thing out of least important things.
Yeah.
When these kind of things
that's
happen,
what
it's
Klopp actually comes across as one of the most smartest,
it's
like,
nice
sports people.
It's nice to be magnanimous when you're 25 points ahead of the field.
That's not the point. In general, he just seems like a smart guy.
You just like the Germans.
I do like the Germans. Right, Cyrus, so you were the one who was...
You supported
were the
them.
One, hey, I'm Padmanabhan. It's a German-sounding surname.
Fair enough. You got me at Pud. No, we interrupted your
sorry.
Phone.
No, that's totally fine. So
great.
I was just talking about everyone, the show, so last season, and so now I think, it continues. And it's like just an adrenaline rush, the entire
and again,
show
again, for
watching.
Non-sports lovers, all these docus aren't about the sport per se.
Yeah, it's just
it's
around
it's
around
a
it.
Human fact, and it's fun. There's all kinds of gossip.
I like how Amazon's now and Netflix is doing this, where we're going to get inside the team's backstory and all of this and document
and
the whole thing. I think like they might do like why don't they come to my house, we play like cricket,
Gully
cricket every weekends, man. Like come inside
and it's all happening in real time, like the season just got over.
It's almost live.
Like
but the season just started. No, F1, they postponed.
No, so like
right?
The season that just got over.
That, it's out fun. Immediately.
That's what they do.
It's like talking to a schoolboy. You don't understand his point.
So I'm done, guys. We can move on.
Would you like to recommend your TV show?
TV show? I haven't seen any. The last one that I saw... Okay, I think one show that I'm looking forward to watching the rest of it is a show called Shameless, the American version, not the UK version. The UK version, apparently,
because that's in English and you don't like the language.
No, the UK version is too like, you know, British slangs. Wink, wink, nudge.
You
nudge.
German lover, do I detect some racism here?
Sorry,
what do you have against British slang?
Horenzik,
oh, blimey.
Sajdu.
Bob's your uncle. I'm just trying to come up with slang.
Cyrus, you were the one who was like all about the Germans.
I'm very pro-German.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And now here you are being anti-German.
No, I'm with you.
So much so that you're defending the English, Cyrus.
No,
you don't get more anti-German
see,
than that.
English gave me the Beatles, so I've always got that problem.
Hey, that's classic Britain, Cyrus.
They started in Hamburg.
There you go.
So
they gave us great music to apologize for every vanishing.
No, cricket.
In fact, that
we got it from Iraq.
No, that's the opposite. I'm saying cricket acts as an extra negative in my book.
Okay,
that's just me.
Okay, the racist scholar.
Yeah, I think cricket and Beatles is enough.
Is enough?
No,
is enough.
I love England. Now back to the infant.
Sorry, yeah.
Cyrus, your
TV show. I want to watch Cheers again. I love Cheers.
Yeah, what a great show.
Everybody knows your name. That's what. So for your generation, check it out.
I've seen Cheers.
But you're older.
You're
German. Germans are older.
How old are
you?
I'm 27, man.
He's much younger. He's practically your son.
But anyway, I don't watch a lot.
Cheers ended before you were born, basically.
Yeah.
So Cheers ended in
1993.
Cheers ended in 92 or 93.
Seinfeld ended in 1991 or 1992. Cheers is pre that.
Cheers
ended before that.
Yeah,
somewhere?
So Cheers basically was the...
I don't think Seinfeld...
91 to 99.
Seinfeld basically replaced Cheers, and then Friends replaced Seinfeld.
So it was,
NBC has had so many good
NBC
shows.
NBC had like, yeah, they had
but
a...
But Seinfeld for me is the world's greatest show.
I watched
Seinfeld with my kids and also gone through many times, but I have not
like
watched
Curb
Cheers.
Enthusiasm is
I love
modern Seinfeld, which has aged well.
Yeah,
that's because you don't know Larry David, but he's there through. You can see what Larry David's writing throughout
there,
Seinfeld.
But I feel Seinfeld as a show hasn't aged well. Curb has aged beautifully.
I don't know. I saw it like 2-3 years back.
What
Seinfeld.
A judgmental fucking lot here, really.
Like anyway, I love Seinfeld. I'm telling you.
Have you seen the sequel of Cheers?
Frasier.
No, Tables.
Cheers. Tables. Very popular in... No, leave it.
Also, booze could be the third sequel.
Really?
Cheers and
really?
Booze.
Oh, God. The gag's done. You want, what do you want to do? You want to kill him now? This is like Caesar. After Caesar got about 16 stabs, I'm thinking, the guy who comes number 70. Oh, die, Caesar! I mean, Marathon, mar gaya, jhut gaya, bol gaya. But who said, everyone? Ah, karo, karo. I feel like acting. Mar gaya.
I feel I'd be the 17th guy, you know?
23rd. 23rd is the last guy.
I feel like I obviously don't have the balls to go up number one.
See,
number two.
See, you poke him slowly.
I
see,
slowly at the end. You know what? I did. So I could go back home and be like, hey, I stabbed Caesar. Like, fuck him.
You started it? No.
No, 20, I was 70.
22nd. But Arun was 20
though. Do you think we should have had a roll call there, Cyrus? Where, hey, I'm number 16. Okay, yeah. Just.
Tuja.
That's what they were. Maybe, that's what Brutus was. Hey, tu jana pehla. Hey, tuja.
Maybe 23 was one of those guys who talks a lot. Julius, I think you are a terrible. Julius just stabbed himself.
Oh, no, that way. I thought talks of me. Wo dikh gaya na, main usse maar daunga, bata raha hu. And then he goes 23rd. Like, tu to badi badi bol raha tha.
He goes right to the back of the
line. Why did he have a North Indian accent suddenly?
Because I just feel it's
because
like
Rome conquered a lot of places, including one third of Punjab. We say returned in 5 minutes because of the fucking.
That was the Greeks.
The Greeks conquered the whole of Punjab. Oh, by the way, the Persians first. That's the first cross the Indus. Nobody talks about that.
No.
So when you meet a really mad Punjabi, there's Parsi blood. Remember that? Huh? You think Kapil Dev could have got those wickets without 10% Parsi blood? That outswing you don't get easily. Simply, you're not interested in sport. No,
you can recommend your show.
I look at his face. It's like my wife with a beard. Of course, now they look the same. But anyway.
Hey, cheers. Great show.
Great show.
Yeah.
What is it? Better than Seinfeld. My point is, you guys have seen it, but for anyone listening and younger people out there, I think it's
great writing. Great. Beautiful
dialogue. Well.
Beautiful dialogue writing. One of the best.
And nice characters. They're all beautiful fun. Characters,
yeah.
You always want to be one of them, you know?
It's actually, you know, I feel the thing is, Cheers is the show where, you know, it targeted that, you know what, I'm tired from work. Let me just get a drink after the end of the
everybody
day.
The empathy level, especially for the West, was great.
Yeah.
But when I went back to the Bombay gym and started drinking, there was nobody around, you know, who looked like any of them. And I was like, but
that great working man's bar, Bombay gym. Right?
Yeah, great working man's bar. I just could empathize.
Yes,
right. Yeah. Get that feel, you know.
Yes,
you know, everybody knows
where
your
the
name.
The cover charge is 80 lakh rupees.
Yes, yes.
That,
and they come and check your permit every 5 minutes.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. I think we've had a great show, man.
38
minutes.
Go
yeah. Okay, cool.
You guys
check out my show?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. No time.
Okay, I recommend the most reliable laugh if you're stuck at home. Impractical Jokers. I love Impractical Jokers.
Any new seasons? I thought
I think it's season 10 or something like that.
I feel they've reached a level of fame
five
now
or six,
where they can't do the secrecy thing anymore.
Correct.
I feel
not
but,
and not they laugh too much. They're like us only. They're always laughing.
I don't know, it helps make me laugh.
It is.
I don't know, whatever.
Initially, I did like it.
Oh, actually, then if we are going, then Nathan For You, I think it's a great show.
Nathan,
I think
what you had your chance. Now you want to do a monologue.
So no, the reason why is the thing about Impractical Jokers is that the audience is in on the laughs, right?
Yeah.
They know what the which is exactly what Nathan For You does, but at a brillianter level.
You think?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so check out Nathan For You. We'll run out of time. We need to do AMA. So hurry up. Yours was just that Impractical Jokers. Okay.
Yeah.
TG. Thank God.
Filter coffee is a fascinating beverage. You need to pick the right beans, blend them in the right proportion, roast them to perfection, and slow brew at the right temperature to get the perfect cup. Which is exactly like great conversations as well. You need to track down the most interesting minds, get them into their zone, and settle down for an unhurried, unscripted chat. And coffee for me is always, always, always best enjoyed with friends. I'm Karthik Nagarajan, and do share my table as I meet some of the most interesting people I know and sit them down for a strong cup of coffee and an even stronger conversation. Join me every Wednesday for a freshly brewed episode. This is not Frappe. This is the Filter Coffee Podcast.
Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Board Brocha. I'm so bored, I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me. As Silvery pulls out his magic phone.
Yeah.
We come to AMA's boys.
Amas.
Listen,
This is mostly critics. People filled with passion and angst.
Oh, wow.
Against the world, but they take it out on our show, so be careful.
Okay, this first question comes from Suyash Shukla. Mm. He says, hey, Cyrus. Number one, since you are a porn connoisseur, how about doing a porn podcast?
I don't know. I don't mind. But but I need to do a little more research because names fail me sometimes. Huh. 70s, 80s, you know, what was handed down to us on video cassettes from Video Jazz. You know, how the Video Jazz guy would tell us. Balbir, no? Mm-hmm. Balbir was his name. Yeah, this is damn good. He makes sounds and all. This is
Balbir. Oh, Balbir. After him, you named your son. Okay, got it.
Yeah, that's right. He makes sounds. Sounds with food and sex. Those are the real passionate people when they have, you know, check out the butter chicken. It's like that. I don't mind. You think we could do that, Amit?
We could try it. We could. I mean, nothing stops us from trying.
Yeah. So, if there's a sponsor out there who wants us to do a porn podcast, were you guys in on a porn podcast? Would you like to work on that?
I have a video on Pornhub if that helps.
Yeah, well, that's fine. We won't ask you where you get your, you know, research from and all
Hey, maybe you can promote it on the podcast.
Just wear gloves and long pants.
What is the TG or exactly where? Before jerking off, you want someone
BJ?
To free.
Before jerking off, BJO, otherwise it confuses
me. Or like after the porn is on, hey, I really want to analyze that.
I like your thinking.
Only there were
like
a podcast.
So we'll do half and half. We'll do a pre and a post because you're right, they're two different markets.
So you have to set up the porn clip. Then you're like, we're going to give you 10. 10-minute break to watch the
For example, I can see popcorn going to the post guy as a sponsor. Because that makes sense.
Yeah.
But his hands are full
sponsored
as a
already.
So I'm all about the marketing. Sriram, I'm all about the marketing. All right?
Yeah. I would see, you know, I want to see those hot singles near you come and market right here at IBM. You know, that'll be great.
When they really have lines like, I'm near you in Mumbai. I'm like, really? Yeah. Which girl has never called you up and said, I'm right here near you in Mumbai?
Oh, it's
never
happened.
I mean, every girl who's put the phone down on you is flashing in your mind. God, that's so bad for the Indian game.
Okay. Suyash's second question is a very wide-ranging set of questions.
My God.
Have you watched the test on Amazon? I think you've already answered this.
We've discussed that in detail.
Oh. I think you will really like the Australian team culture shown in the series. Also, the Ashes series was a great one. So, yeah, I guess we already
discussed.
That's not a question. That's a gift. Huh, then?
Okay. Moving on. The next one is sent by Pallavi Kulkarni. She says...
Hey. Don't put the phone down, Pallavi.
She says, shouldn't a podcast have actually been called an oddcast, that is, audio cast? Where did the name podcast come from, you think?
Yeah.
Play with words, Miss Kulkarni. Very good.
Well, the answer to that is podcast comes from the Apple iPod. The iPod was how people
I knew that.
I did not know that.
I knew that. Of course I knew that. I had no idea.
I knew that.
Really? Seriously? Yeah. Wow.
I'm distracted. Hey, I'm distracted. Sriram is tying something to his thigh while you're
listening. So many watching Cheers and not knowing the real thing.
So when you first wanted to listen to podcasts, and the Apple iPod was the only place to do it, you had to download a podcast to your computer, then sync it to your iPod and listen to it to that.
But podcast is acceptable. I like it. AUD or AUDcast.
Yeah, I mean, it's time to
it's surprising that
who the hell is Apple? Unless, of course, they're putting money in the
table. Knowing Apple, they would have like copyrighted the shit out of that word.
I'm calling it Papple.
Because
support my boss.
It's an open word, right? I mean, like, it's a...
If they coined it, then I think they would have...
They didn't coin it. I mean, like...
It just became populist.
I remember the iPod having the whole iPod podcast thing altogether.
It's like the word jerk off came when one mother caught the son and said, jerk off! You know, like, get out. It was not, you know, and then... So it's wrong.
And she also got a patent.
Or it was like a Russian...
Mrs. Sequeira got nothing from that. I'm so upset.
It was like a Russian thing. Go.
Now we're going to Anton Chekhov, another book you read, and this and that, and stop it. What a show off.
Yeah. No. Hey, but where did iPod as a word come from?
That's Steve Jobs' mind, I guess. I mean, I don't know where that came from.
Okay.
Yeah.
You but, had too much time on him.
Why is it a pod?
One piece of trivia. The person who called it a podcast first was also a former MTV VJ.
Who?
Savkar. Adam Curry. Okay, huh?
Oh,
sorry, what?
Adam Curry. He's like one of the old MTV VJs from the 80s.
We lost Sriram's local Saukar. I like how he said another old MTV VJ. The whole batch for oldies. They're so fucking old.
former, emeritus.
Formers, you know, the ones who are still called.
I'm a consultant.
Yeah, that's what. You're formers. You know where once in a while when MTV gets a 90s brand, they're like, hey, okay, let's get Mirinda is sponsoring.
There was that guy, Kurt Loder. He was doing interviews in his late 40s. like as the eminent number
longer
one.
Than that.
Yeah, I remember till the age 47, 48, he was doing the interviews with the big celebrities
and
stuff.
I think longer than that. I think he was still associated with MTV into his 50s, 60s.
Yeah, whatever, but he's old.
Luda
is old.
But that's what I think MTV, in order to be relevant, it had to stay relevant to the youth. But then, you know, upper management grows older.
Yeah.
And corporations.
So they brought up VH1. That was the whole idea. To keep the suits and jobs.
Oh, acha. So
everybody should be working under 40. And everybody, as they go into their 40s, works. That was the whole actual concept.
Oh, yeah.
Take the music of the
country.
That is hilarious.
So for everyone. Years old today.
Now he's 74.
He's 74 years old.
And he's
old
on roadies.
Are you a consultant with MTV India?
I am. But the watchman doesn't let me in.
Yeah.
He may have seen the shows. Alright, are we done? Is that good?
Want to do one last or are we done?
I think it's a very long episode.
Yeah, I think I have enough.
And these boys have spoken so much, you know. I mean, really.
Shri Ram and
we didn't mention the coronavirus more than 74 times. Now 75 because I just said it again.
Stay at home
and use sanitizer. Or whatever that means.
And mask.
But not at the same time because that's confusing. Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter, on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.
Hi, my name is Anupam Gupta. I'm B50 on Twitter. I am the host of Paisa Paisa, the show that talks money. On my show, I speak to experts from every field of money and finance, from stock markets, equities, debt funds, credit cards, life insurance, every possible area of money and finance that you can think of. We even did an episode on cryptocurrency. I've got fantastic guests from mutual funds to personal finance experts everywhere, robo-advisory, startups, just name it, we've got it. At Paisa Paisa, we help you make smart decisions about money. You work hard for money. Now make your money work hard for you. New episodes out every Monday and you can listen to my show on the IVM Podcast app or any other podcasting app that you have.
Do you wish you were smarter? Well, so do we. But the next best thing?
We could make you sound smarter.
And to help you with this endeavor, we are Simplified, a podcast that attempts to break down the complex world around you with a little knowledge, a lot of poor jokes, and a ton of random trivia.
Episodes out every Monday
on the IVM Podcast app or wherever you get your podcasts.
See ya!